Hello, and welcome back to Scream Addicts, a show where a wacky band of knuckleheads watch movies together, and then we hop into a podcast room and chat about them. I am Jason Jenkins. Call me Jinx.
I'm Hunter.
I'm Brian.
I'm David.
I'm Seth.
And that was awkward. Okay, so we're here tonight to chat about a brand new movie that just came out called Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
It's just called Ghostbusters, Brian.
We're a bunch of knuckleheads.
I seriously thought it was called Lady Ghostbusters.
You did not.
I Googled Showtimes for Lady Ghostbusters.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was called Ghostbusters Answer the Call. Because that's under the logo in every piece of promo. Even the end of the film, it's under the logo.
So is it a subtitle or is it a tagline?
I have no idea. There was like a line under the logo, then that which implies subtitle to me.
Dramatic pause.
Answer the Call. Why Answer the Call? I mean, I know it's... Who you gonna call? But I think in this movie they don't even say who you gonna call, do they?
Lady Ghostbusters makes perfect sense though.
They say who you gonna call, and then there's the ghost juicers or whatever on the TV. Ghost
okay,
juicers?
Now wait a second, Brian, you sexist bastard. The original movie wasn't called Male Ghostbusters.
Well, they were the first. They just get Ghostbusters.
Fair enough. Okay, so should we go ahead and catch people up on what this movie's about if they don't already know? I gotta imagine if you're even remotely a horror fan and you're tuning into a horror show, you probably have some idea what Ghostbusters is about. But just in case you don't, it's about a group of scientists who are pulled together to, what would you say? They bust ghosts. It's all right there in the title. It is based loosely on the 1980s franchise. It was all contained in that decade, 84 and 89. Ghostbusters 1 and 2, which starred Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, Dan
Harold
Aykroyd,
Ramis.
Harold Ramis, who is sadly no longer with us. And then we got
Rick Moranis.
Annie Potts.
Come on. Annie Potts before Moranis.
Sigourney Weaver.
Who's Annie Potts?
Why wasn't Rick Moranis in Lady Ghostbusters?
She was back in this one in a cameo.
No, he wasn't. He was like the one cameo. I heard he retired in like 1994. I think that's why he's not in it. So, yeah. Poor guy.
That's fine. It's better.
Yeah, so, and then after we got those original two Ghostbusters movies that we all pretty much probably grew up on or knew as children, I don't think the franchise really
I don't think
went
David
anywhere.
Was a child when those came out.
No, I was like 38.
He was.
Did you like the original Ghostbusters?
When I was 38, I did.
When you were younger, when you were but a child.
Yeah, and then I rewatched them recently, or rewatched the first one recently.
And
I don't know. No? I don't think it held up as much as I wanted it to.
Sure. You know what? Here's the crazy thing. To prepare for this new movie, I actually rewatched the original two movies.
Why would you? You should get angry. Why would you do that?
No. I still like both of those movies. The
like
crazy
reading a
thing
book
is that
right before the movie comes out,
it's not like they're. You know, I always held them up as classics because I knew them as a kid, and rewatching them here recently, I was like, nah, they're. I mean, they're still a lot of fun, but. They're not like these unassailable classics, and so I don't quite understand why people are so insanely pissed that it's been remade.
We've lost listeners right now.
Probably. Probably.
They just wanted us to say it was shit because there were ladies in it.
May.
That's what they're here for.
Man, I hope not. I hope our audience 60%. Isn't the type of...
I didn't do any research for this movie.
There are some guys... Wow, we are way off the rails already. Okay, let's pull it back in. This movie is about a group of three scientists who are basically pulled together. They have an interest in the paranormal. They throw together to create a ghost-busting group called, not actually Ghostbusters in this film, but, oh, God, what is it? It's, like, super long in the movie.
It's long and hard to pronounce.
Yeah, whatever the hell it is.
I feel
it's
like
not
Kevin
Ghostbusters.
When I think about it.
They're eventually dubbed Ghostbusters, and they draw in a fourth member who is a transit worker who basically gets wrapped up in the zaniness along with their, their very, very dim male secretary played by Chris Hemsworth. So the cast
was wonderful.
Yes. The cast includes Kate McKinnon, Leslie Jones, Melissa McCarthy, and Kristen Wiig, and... well, they are all women, and that apparently was a sticking point for some fans who heard about this movie. Did anybody in this room have an issue with the leads being women? Of course not.
No, but
and I got to imagine most of our listeners, who I believe are good people, would not. But nevertheless, we got to acknowledge the fact that there is a wide swath of people out there who hated the idea that this was going to be a female-led movie.
Well, my problem with that whole thing is this. I hate both sides because on one side, there are people saying, well, it has girls in it. It's dumb. Mm-hmm. They're idiots. Mm-hmm. But then the other side was like, well, if you just think it looks bad, then you're a sexist pig. Just because you think
it's
bad.
Yeah, which is,
both sides are just fucking stupid.
But I believe that there are people who could hate this movie who are completely fine with it being a female-led film.
But if any of you on either side of that fence, you know, just want to comment on our podcast.
Tell me I'm a sexist pig.
Please do that.
I've never been called that before. It'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, and I got to say, for the longest time, I didn't think it looked like that great of a movie. The marketing for this film has been kind of terrible. I haven't seen one trailer that I thought was even remotely kind of interesting, and I hate the fact, this has been the sticking point for me, not the fact that we were getting Lady Ghostbusters, but the fact that, you know, they... How many studios are trying to build shared universes right now, big cinematic universes, and try and branch out and have spinoffs and sequels and whatnot?
I don't need it.
And, no, you
Seven.
Don't. But you,
that's right.
People have wanted sequels to the original franchise for the longest time, and finally we get a movie with a decent amount of money behind it, and we get stars. And then, you know, it's a reboot. It completely wipes the slate clean. It doesn't connect back to the original movie at all, and that was always what bugged me.
Well, I think the film wanted to, and I was telling David earlier, it's like they mention enough in the film to make you think it could maybe be in the same world, and the next scene it can't exist in the same world.
Mm-hmm.
I think because there were 19 drafts of this film for the past 10 years, and they just picked whatever they wanted out of each draft and made it a film, but some scenes that were left over from a draft where they existed in the same world don't carry any context in the film.
Nah.
Yeah, that's my only problem with the
Are we allowed to talk about scenes in this podcast?
Okay, we should probably go ahead and tell listeners. I tell you what, how about we do this? Typically, we talk...
Is there a way to spoil this movie?
We watch usually... yeah, exactly. Tell you what, for our listeners' sake, I know we typically get kind of spoilery when it comes to movies. We will do light spoilers for this film, but not so much that we will completely ruin the experience for folks considering it's a brand new movie. How about that? Can we rein ourselves in just this once, guys? To keep
I can't make any promises.
I'm not sure
promises.
What we would give away. What is there to give away?
Well, I was just going to mention, because they do call back to the original movie, but there was like the scene where they're like talking about how most people will forget about
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
I was like,
and that's what
yeah,
I thought.
They
I was
and
like,
they started
I was like,
mentioning
oh, man,
things,
yeah,
and
yeah.
they didn't mention New
and
York.
I think that, and that seemed like a scene left over from a previous draft where it was in the same world. I was like, oh, they're going to do something interesting. It's surprisingly going to be connected to that previous world. It's like, but then the next scene's like, okay, never mind.
But, you know, it is interesting. I recently caught it was a non-spoilery review from Harry Knowles at Ain't It Cool News, and he actually wrote this typically long-winded run-on review where he talked about how he believes that this movie could actually be a sequel in hiding and that there's enough you know, sort of plot points in this movie that could easily be reversed or altered in a sequel that would be like Revelations for, you know, mm-hmm. like the notion that people forget
yeah.
and that it's swept
that,
under the rug. The
that
fact
cool
that all
me,
of the cameos could, well, most of the cameos could potentially actually, well, okay, I am going to go ahead and spoiler this. There are cameos from most of the original cast
well,
in this
and,
film.
Well,
minus,
and
they, Rick Moranis.
Well,
minus Rick
well,
Moranis and
those,
Harold Ramis.
And
those, oh, no, no, no,
I hear
no.
It,
Harold
I,
Ramis does
no,
make an appearance,
a statue.
Kind of.
Right, but see, I mean, even his cameo as, like, a statue, his statue is a golden bust of him in the science department of the college. Mm-hmm. So Egon could have died. That's his statue.
Sure.
I mean, and we don't ever learn Winston and Ray's names in this film, so they could have just been those
and Ray
characters.
Seemed more than anybody,
he seemed
like
Ray.
A Ghostbuster
yeah.
in hiding.
Yeah.
The only one that, well, there are two cameos in the movie that really sort of fight against the notion that this could be the case, and one is
maybe.
Bill Murray's Martin Weiss, like Peter Venkman
no.
becoming a
Venkman,
debunker.
But see, Venkman would do that because he's because he's like a curmudgeon-y guy. Like he would be like, no, it's all bullshit. I mean, he would do that.
Okay, but there is no way, I don't think, that Sigourney Weaver's Dana from the previous two movies, who was she was a musician and she worked in a museum for a time, is all of a sudden like a badass super
that
scientist.
That was during the credits. It doesn't count. That was during the credits. Those
yeah.
those scenes don't count.
But you know, for not being a sequel, though, there is loads of fan service in this film. I mean, there are
well, that's
numerous
what, that's
callbacks.
What the movie was. I mean,
to,
the movie was made. And it's unfortunate that all the old fans hated it before it was even out, because the movie is in general.
It's a love letter.
It's how can really. We remake the old film and just put in some more modern jokes, but make kind of the exact same film yeah. for the old. That's what it was. I mean, it was the exact same film.
I mean, there's only so much you can do with busting ghosts. So
right. I mean,
you just bust them.
Yeah.
Well, what's crazy is, you know, this is a reboot, but it plays almost like a prequel. No, how do I say this?
A sequel boot?
They're a prequel boot, in a way. It feels like they wanted to remake.
It's a pre-boot.
the prequel to the first movie that we got back in the 80s. It's like the Batman Begins of Ghostbusters movies, only they reimagine the characters too. You know, it's all about how the team comes together. It's how they build the technology. It's, you know. And
it's
there
like Star
is,
Trek.
And I won't spoil this, but there is a nod at the very, 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 very end of the credits, very end of the movie, that sets up a sequel that seems like will be much more of a remake of the original 84 film. So this one, to me, feels more like a prequel in a way. And even though it hits the same beats,
oh yeah,
kind of is the same, with the exception of the first hour. The first hour is full-on prequel.
Well, to me, that's
the most useless section of the movie,
and I
too.
Think the problem is I don't see why the film gets so much hate. No one had seen it until today or yesterday, so it got hate anyway. But Star Wars, the new one, did the exact same thing as this film. Star Wars Episode 7 is a remake of the first three films with the best bits taken out.
Sure, but still set in the same continuity.
Right, but it's like, the same goddamn film.
Spoiler.
So why are people okay with it when it's Star Wars but not when it's anything else?
Because women.
I don't think it's
and
it.
And I hate...
I don't think that's it.
Oh, because, I think it totally is.
Because Rey was the lead in the Star Wars film.
But that is the one thing that all of the critics have sort of lodged against this movie is the fact that the leads are women. And that's kind of scary. What are they calling themselves? Like Ghost Bros? Or is that just what they've been dubbed or whatever? But it is kind of crazy to think that there's been a lot of hate directed towards a movie that most people who hate it haven't seen yet.
I'm not sure if you know this. The geek culture is incredibly fucking chauvinist.
I mean, I had heard that.
It's real fucking bad.
It's crazy that we're at Ghostbuster Gate right now. But
it gets glossed over a lot, but it's real fucking bad. A guy at the shops refused to read the new Punisher book because a woman was writing it. That's the only reason he's not reading that book.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's
you
it's
said awful. You wouldn't mention my name on the air.
Sorry.
And he didn't.
David.
You just outed yourself.
Damn.
No,
it's because Steve Dillon's drawing it, isn't it? Sorry, go ahead. It's not my show.
No.
The Different Pop Podcast. My mind's getting worked with this room.
No, please.
I'm on the orange cable now. This is Screamatics. Green cable's the other one. I'm on orange now.
But it is, I don't know, it is strange to think that the amount of ire that this movie has drawn up until
it's
this
ridiculous.
Point, especially considering that you know a good portion of those people who have decried this movie for all that long, they're going to watch the movie anyway.
They're totally going to be at the end of the day this weekend. Any argument?
They're still going to complain about it after.
Well, it is any argument in the day is fucking worthless because it's a movie that exists for 2 hours of your life. And it's not going to ruin.
No, it's their childhood, Seth.
Well, that's the thing.
Their
yeah.
childhood.
That's the thing I don't get.
Their childhood is ruined.
Right, like they're
now.
Shitting on my childhood. They ruined the film. I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure I can go to Walmart right now and still buy Ghostbusters in the bargain bin.
Sure.
It's still fucking there. The exact same film from 30 years ago.
Well,
it's still
the cartoon,
there.
But still.
That's what I'm saying is it's still there. So it's a dumb art argument. The internet fucking sucks. Every last drop of it.
Well, now, how cool is it, though?
Except for you, listeners.
Unless you're the listener I just described.
We don't have any of those people as listeners. Our listeners are good and great people there.
I hope to God we don't.
We love you.
Yes. My show probably has a lot of them. Don't say that.
I don't know if we have any crossover between listeners here, but maybe.
Just David.
But how cool is it, though? There was a photo that was tweeted, and who knows if it was staged. It probably was, but I'm going to go ahead and believe it was real. But
everything is fake.
During the premiere for the movie a few days back, there was this great picture of Kristen Wiig at the premiere, and there were two little girls dressed as Ghostbusters, like cheering on all the actresses on the red carpet. How cool is it that,
well,
yeah, we grew up with the Ghostbusters in the 80s, and, you know, I like, idolized Venkman when I was, like, 5 years old, sure, whatever, but now there's going to be an entire generation of little girls who are going to have Ghostbusters.
Well, I mean, did you hear the little boy behind us? He was laughing the entire movie.
Yeah,
he was the best part of the movie.
There were
it's not just for little girls.
No,
well,
and it doesn't have to be, but I think it is cool that they
get
to.
I mean, we get a hero now. It's great.
It is cool, because there was...
Tell him, Hunter.
There was a mom...
Hey, I idolize Holtzman at this point. I'm a 35-year-old. Old dude, so yeah.
There was a mom behind me at the show. It was her and her daughter. And at the end of the film, the daughter, she's probably 10. She was like, "I love the Ghostbusters." I was like, okay, that's fine. I don't care if it's a shitty film. It let this girl have some kind of hero in a film because, unfortunately, in a lot of these genre films, the women aren't a protagonist. I mean, they're just kind of there. Even in the Marvel films.
Yeah, I mean, the best
Black
we get
Widow's
the
just kind
are.
Of there.
Yeah.
And her backstory could be the best.
It should
Marvel
be.
Film
it should.
That they could.
I mean, we're getting a Wonder Woman film, so that'll be cool. Right. Maybe who knows?
Yeah, but DC's doing it, so it'll be terrible.
Right.
Patty Jenkins is
Jeff
directing.
Johns cool. Jeff Johns co-wrote the script. We're in good fucking hands.
We'll see.
We will see, Brian. We will see together. Sorry, not my show. Ghostbusters.
No, sorry. We can go off on a Wonder Woman tangent here for a second because I saw somebody on Twitter, and somebody that I actually like, but it kind of surprised me that they put
She's
this
She's a lot of themyscira.
Whatever. They noted that three men wrote the screenplay for Wonder Woman. And when they wrote that, they were like, three men have been revealed as being the screenwriters for Wonder Woman, and that's a problem. And I remember looking at that, and I'm like, why is that a problem?
Because there are lots of female writers in Hollywood that it could do a good, if not better, job than those three men.
Probably.
So why not hire them for the ultimate female character?
But, you know.
Because Hollywood sucks. that's what it comes down
to. But
we
have female producers. We have a female director for Wonder Woman. And we have a predominantly female cast.
There's just one female director in Hollywood. We have a female director.
There are two now, Brian. Try and keep up. No. It's just interesting
one
that we
American Psycho.
That we draw those lines or whatever, like this has to be this or that has to be that. I mean, Ghostbusters is a great female led movie directed by a guy.
We know.
You know?
I have a female friend.
And I don't know where I'm going with that.
God knows I mean,
I'm not getting supported here, so I'm just going to back away.
No, I mean, think about it is, I mean, it's, I think every side of the argument is fucked because nobody's on anyone's side. They're all out for themselves. And I don't want to talk about it much because I have a lot of rants that could fill our entire hour with why every side of every argument is are fucking idiots. Every single side.
That sounds very
The opinionless are the best.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not. It's just stupid. There's no point in our, because one, if the film is good, the film is good.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who wrote it or who's in it. It really doesn't at all. Yeah, it sucks that there aren't female heroes for little girls to look up to. That does suck. It's changing. Not as fast as it probably should be.
We're going
to
have a female
but
president.
But it is changing. So. Don't talk about Bernie that way.
Maybe. I've heard the polls are getting closer to being tied now, and that fucking terrifies me.
I'm completely out of this conversation now.
Yeah,
that's all I know
out,
about politics.
Out.
There's a girl.
And he backs away. No, but I do think it is cool that we have, like, Ghostbusters 2016 does have, like, four cool leads, like an entire team.
You know, though, this is the one thing that I will say about the female thing. The marketing for that is dumb because in a movie that's ran by women, and they're very strong women, there's a toy line of all girls.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the boy aisle.
Oh, that's true.
Every single Ghostbusters toy of all four of these Ghostbusters are next to the Marvel and the DC toys in the boy aisle.
Let's talk about
There's not one goddamn Ghostbusters toy in the girl aisles anywhere.
I don't think I ever...
Because who they want to buy them are guys our age who buy toys. That's the market for those toys.
Even though the guys who are likely going to buy Ghostbusters toys are probably the same type who hate the idea that they're a female Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Well, and, I mean...
Right, Brian?
The Wonder Woman toys, those
I
are all kept in the boy aisle, too.
Oh, I'm buying a Holtzman figure models, as soon as I leave here. I'm just signing that out there. But sorry,
yeah,
Seth, go ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, that's... I don't know, it's dumb. I don't want to... It's a rant. I don't care.
Down with capitalism.
Just down with the world.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. We
the most depressing podcast.
I know.
Where did this go?
We've held off for the longest time. I want to go ahead and get, like, a range of opinions. So for this movie, thumbs up, thumbs down, what did you guys think? Did you like it? Did you dislike it? Did you fall somewhere in between? Hunter?
A general thumbs up.
General thumbs up. Yeah. Okay. Brian?
I went into this movie really wanting to like this movie. I did not like this movie. I expected more from the cast. I thought they would be better. And I'll back away from the mic here.
We just stare at you silently. It is worth noting that
and I'll say, I love Paul Feig's movies. Feig. Whatever.
He is in Heavyweights. Fun
fact. Fantastic movie.
Yeah, right.
He's the skinny guy in Heavyweights.
Yeah, I like pretty much all of his movies, but this one just missed the mark for me.
What are all of his movies?
Bridesmaids.
Spy, Bridesmaids,
Heat.
The Heat, Unaccompanied Minors.
What? Okay. Never saw that one.
Right.
I've seen Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids and Spy are a lot of fun.
Funny as shit.
The Heat's really fun.
Sandra
Bullock.
Sandy B.
She's Mr. Geniality.
We lost
two.
A podcast member about halfway through the movie. And usually when David gets up and leaves in the middle of a movie to go grab a drink or something, that's usually the signal to me that he's not really into the movie.
Every time David
But he
movie,
always returns. He always comes back. And tonight he got up and left.
I had heard.
And he never came back.
I had heard stories of you leaving a film and never coming back. And every time I go to a movie, I'm like, is this going to be that story? Am I going to get that story? And I was like, no, it's fine. And I was like, oh, my God, he's gone. He's just gone.
I honestly, like, the soundtrack at the time was kind of loud, so I couldn't actually hear it. But I want to think when he got up, he just said, I'm out. Just out he went.
Mike,
Dave, you didn't
I
care for
I said that
the
to myself very quickly in the movie, yeah, that I was out.
Okay, no, so what did you
I
think
had,
overall?
I had been drinking a medium Diet Coke.
His name flashback.
We're not being paid by Diet Coke.
I know.
Aren't we though?
And that that aspartame just got to me, so I had to get I had to leave the room.
You had to pee.
Could you tell that story again?
Just one more time, only slower.
Why didn't you come back?
I'll do it like it's in Neon Demon.
Why didn't you come back though?
I did come back.
Did
for,
you really?
For the
yeah,
rest of it?
I did.
Okay.
You just didn't want to sit by me anymore.
I would have to work my way past those other theater
You
goers.
Sat in a non-assigned seat?
So I sat in the disabled section.
Rebel.
Back. Yeah.
So
Rebel.
You did see the bulk of the movie then, not just the
yeah,
first half.
I did.
Okay, so overall, what did you...
he doesn't seem happy.
I feel like I'm a psychic
I
here,
went
but...
in neutral. I didn't go in wanting to love it or wanting to hate it, but I just didn't think it was funny. I just thought the jokes were very tired, and that was it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say much about it. I wish I could.
He didn't actually come back.
Yeah.
Possible.
He watched the trailer again with his car.
Yeah.
had some cigarettes and came back at the end of it. Catch that post-credit scene.
I was Googling that new Ghostbusters theme.
Fall Out Boy and who else was that?
Missy Elliott.
I forgot.
Terrible.
Forgot she was
terrible.
You're wrong.
Disagree.
That's terrible.
That's the part. You
I'm on Hunter's side of this one.
Seth, what did you think about the movie?
I enjoyed the hell out of it. I went in not really caring either way if I enjoyed it. Because for some reason, if I go to a theater to see a film, there's like popcorn and laughing and lots of lights. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of like a squirrel, I guess. I don't really care. So I went twice. I was like, it's fine. It'll be a fun 2 hours to spend with Brad and everyone. It'll be fine. But I really, I enjoyed it. I don't know what to say about it beyond that I had fun. Because it's not saying anything. The plot is paper thin. The characters aren't developed. Yeah. There's no arc. Everyone's kind of the same.
But what's crazy is
I enjoyed it, and I laughed a lot.
I agree with all of that, but it's also true of the previous films.
But the thing is, I mean...
And I realized that on the rewatch. Like, those characters are paper thin, too.
Plot
is very simple. Even Ghostbusters 2, which I think is a better film, is a retread of the first one. You realize how cookie-cutter that plot
what's
is.
What's the plot of Ghostbusters 2?
Viggo.
Viggo the Carpathian.
The guy who...
That's the painting one?
The painting, yeah.
I don't know if I've seen Ghostbusters 1.
Yeah.
I watched Ghostbusters 2 more as a child.
With the dogs?
Yeah. See, I always thought they were the same movie.
They kind of.
Yeah. Kind of. You're not wrong. But, I mean, you could pick this from
They're just
them
both
apart,
called main
but
Ghostbusters.
I was just saying that's the plot of one movie.
The real Ghostbusters.
The one and only.
I laughed a lot in it. I thought Hemsworth was hilarious as the... dumb, objectified, hot dude instead of the dumb, objectified, hot girl.
I don't think you're allowed to say that for this movie. That Chris Hemsworth was a funny one.
I'm going to...
You're not allowed to say that,
I'm
Seth.
Going... I just did. Why can't I?
Because it's Lady Ghostbusters.
Chris Hemsworth was hilarious.
It is not Lady Ghostbusters.
Oh, so he was the funniest thing? You're kind
yes.
of, you are right.
Him and Chris... Him and...
Kate McKinnon.
Her.
Kate
I love
McKinnon.
They're my favorite parts of the whole film. She licks her gun. That's hilarious.
Oh, so funny.
I enjoyed it. Hunter, how does she sound?
Not on air.
Do it. This was private, Seth.
Kate's listening.
Don't objectify me.
Hunter does a pretty great Kate McKinnon impression, just not on air, apparently. So just imagine your head sucks.
Huh. But no, I mean the film.
That was Norm Macdonald.
I mean,
actually, it could be either.
Huh. I think about the film is I think if you call it a cash grab, people get that. Oh, it was made money, and then you're insulting the film. I'm not insulting it by saying that it was a cash grab.
Oh, the only reason
because
it
that's what it
is...
that's what it was. I mean, every film,
arguably
every film, unless you're made by Wingding, is made is made to only make money. So, and while the reviews are going to be shit, it'll make a decent amount of money. I mean, they've already greenlit two other films, a TV spinoff, and a cartoon.
Son of a bitch! Don't yeah, slow
much.
Down.
Yeah, so
too much Lady Ghostbusters.
Too much. So I enjoyed the movie, and I told him to slow yeah. down.
Well, and the thing about the film is, I think
burn out soon.
It felt more like a cartoon than a remake of the old film.
When I walked out,
and
I
if
was
they
like,
promoted it as that, I think it would have been less of a punch in the face to everyone. If they had said, "This is more of a cartoon."
Scooby-Doo 3.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. I mean, the effects look exactly the same. Although the 3D was wonderful, because the 3D comes over.
Now I'm on board. Oh,
the 3D. It is worth noting that it is like the aspect ratio is 185, but it's a scope movie that's pushed in, and it has a black mat at the top and bottom.
And the 3D spills over the mat.
Yes.
But see, here's what, and I don't know if they were this smart. They have to be this smart. So the whole time it's spilling over the mat, right? So we're seeing the real world. Then the 3D comes in whenever there's ghost shit, spills over the mat into us, right? At the end of the film, when they go into the ghost world, it's a full 185 for a frame. The mat goes away.
I don't think
fully,
I noticed that.
Because they're fully in that world.
Oh, but damn.
I don't know if they were. They had to have been thinking.
Just saved the movie.
That doesn't happen by accident. But it was really cool. I was like, that's smarter than it should be. that they're visually playing with the storytelling of the world being taken over by ghosts, so the mat goes away when you're fully in the ghost. Like, that's smarter than this film was allowed to be. But I enjoyed it, and there's no point in bitching about it or complaining, because it's just a fucking movie.
And it's meant to be. I mean, it is the very definition of a popcorn flick.
It is.
When I walked out, yeah. I was like, this was nothing more than a fun Saturday morning cartoon of a movie, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
like, it was fun for fun's sake.
I don't
it was
need
empty,
every film to be but, perfectly awesome and say shit and be a well-done film. I like trash movies sometimes. I'm not saying it's a trash movie, but it's certainly.
Yeah,
but I mean, the bar is not very high for this film, but it doesn't need to be, because all I wanted to see were four girls beating up ghosts with their fists, and that's what I got to see, literally. They were punching ghosts in the face. That's kind of cool.
With ghost-busting gloves.
The 12-year-old me was like, yes, please punch him in the face with your with your photon saber rope thing.
But you know, the difference with this one, though, and I don't think I realized until just now talking about it, is that, you know, when you watch the original Ghostbusters movies, I mean, they are...
Tap it.
The characters are... Hear me out. With the original Ghostbusters movies, the characters are grown-ups, and they are kind of real in a way that they react to the world around them in a very realistic sort of way, even for as crazy as things get. And in a way, like, it's a movie that is kid-friendly. It's not necessarily a kid's movie. And I realize this new one is absolutely a kid's
movie. It's 100%
whether
a family film.
Or not it's for, like, you know, 5- and 10-year-olds or, like, the inner child of adults coming to see this movie. Like me, you know. I was a giddy child watching it, but the characters—
It's made for kids.
100%. The characters are totally, I don't know if you would call them dumbed down, and maybe it's just Paul Feig's brand of comedy, but none of the characters, as likable as they are in this movie, are real human beings.
No.
They act dumb for the sake of there being a funny joke. Like, I never believe Chris Hemsworth was as dumb as he was being portrayed. It was unrealistic.
He was so dumb.
But he was funny, you know? It's the same thing with Kate McKinnon. Kate
You're
McKinnon
the wrong door.
Is not a real human being in that movie. She is a caricature,
it's
but she's so great. You know, in the movie.
I
even down to Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy's characters.
I would marry her if I liked girls. That's a true statement.
It's
and if she and if she liked boys. There's a couple hurdles, but I think we can get there together.
Speaking of the characters, though, I did think it was interesting that the movie wasn't lazy in the sense that they tried to essentially take the characters from the original movie and make them female. They all felt very distinct. Like, you can't look at any of them and say, that's Venkman, that's Ray.
I mean, Kate McKinnon's pretty Egon.
She's
Didn't think so at all.
She's like the faux punk version of Egon.
She's nothing like Egon to me. Like, to me, she was more Venkman than anybody because she was the crazy guy who
she's
was
snarky.
Left.
Yeah,
she looks exactly like the cartoon
that's,
Egon.
Yeah, that's true.
But she's not like the reserved sly one. She's crazy as
she's
shit
snarky.
In the movie, and I love her.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, who. Yeah, I can't think of any of them that are really like
100% like
that
like
correlate to the previous ones. And I kind of
like
they
were all just the same character.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they are.
Yeah.
Like I mean, that's the thing about it is that every negative film or every negative thing about this film that you guys have talked about, I agree with wholeheartedly. I just don't have
but
a problem.
But it's not a problem?
Yeah, I just don't have a problem.
See, 100% on board with you.
I disagree with that just because I thought, and maybe it's part of the reason I was maybe a little disappointed with that quartet, but you know, you have two characters who are the comic relief, who are the zany ones, who are the crazy ones, and two
Chris
very.
Worth.
In two very different ways. Like Leslie Jones and Kate McKinnon are doing two very different things. But then you get Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy, and they're essentially, for lack of a better term, like the straight men of the
group.
And
well, I felt kind of, but not really, because they're also really goofy.
Were they, though? Like,
oh, yeah. Well, but they were goofy in that.
Melissa
so,
McCarthy was in that she occasionally could fire off a one-liner.
Right,
but
I mean, think about them being goofy is that their jokes, and I think David and I were talking about earlier, their jokes were the awkward, I don't want to say anything jokes.
Yeah.
And the other two were the loud, zany jokes. I mean, yeah. there was not a straight man in this in this movie. I mean, even Rowan's a joke.
Yeah, the villain, Rowan, who is the ultimate angry nerd. Who
did
was
not
the,
like
okay.
That villain.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to spoil a little bit.
Okay.
They didn't even fucking fight that guy in the end. He just walked away and they shot him in the balls. Like they didn't even fight him. Yeah. Like, I mean, the original, at least they fought the marshmallow guy. They didn't even fight him. Like,
well, they kind of fight the marshmallow guy in this one, too.
We're going to go over here and do something on this end.
I will say that I loved Rowan's appearance at the end of the movie. And
the weird ice
from.
Cream ghost?
Well, people already know.
Okay.
This is the logo
okay,
ghost.
Well, the one thing about the film, I think it's the only negative thing that wore on me, is the constant Ghostbuster nodding. Mm-hmm. Because it was like the guy because the guy spray paints the ghost
somebody check David
on the wall and he goes, oh, no ghosts allowed, here's the red mark, and the Kate McKinnon's like, that's a good logo, and it's on the and then it's on the car. It's like it's all a bit like okay, and at the end of the guy's like, I'll take the form of your logo. Ha ha ha. It's like, okay, I get it. you can do those things, but please stop telling me you're doing them. I'm fine with them being done. I just don't want to be told every time it happens, hey, guess what? This is the Ghostbusters logo. Remember from the old films? We're doing that again. Like, as long as I'm not told about that, I'm okay with it. But it was a bit like, look at what we're doing. We're very clever.
Oh, yeah. And not just that, but loads of things throughout the movie.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah.
Too. I mean, it is sad in a way that, like, a lot of people who love the original movies are not going to watch this one, likely, because... No.
Well,
in a way, it was kind of made for them. It really
right,
is a love letter
right,
to those
it
old
is,
movies.
But the problem is it's a love letter with a hammer. It's not a love letter coming
sledgehammer.
From the heart. It's a love letter with the hammer saying, we love this film and so do you. We both love the old films.
Love it.
Why
love
want
us.
You to see that we're trying to love you? Let me love you. That's what it's saying. Which, at the end of the day, I also don't give a shit because I enjoyed the film. So, and I'll probably watch it again. I might buy it when it comes out.
I can't wait to see the second half again.
Really?
Yeah. The first half
with
is
the Haunted Mansion ghosts?
Yes. Because they were gorgeous. I love how the ghosts were realized
they,
in this movie.
They were
the
pretty
first
gorgeous.
The hour to me is what's kind of useless. Because, for one thing, I didn't think the movie was ever hilarious. I never, like, gut laughed. I never laughed out loud, really. But I constantly chuckled all the way through.
I laughed out loud quite a few times.
Really? Yeah. See, I wanted to. But
it's
like,
a Lady Ghostbuster thing.
It's, yeah.
We get it.
Hashtag it's a Lady Ghostbuster thing.
But like,
you have to like boys to really do it on our level.
The first right. hour is all about the forming of the team. And that, to me, was kind of like... It was kind of useless because you know where they're
well,
going to wind
well,
up anyway.
Well,
so why tread
well,
so much water?
And
it was that maybe
well,
it's just because I'm annoyed that it's a reboot that didn't need to be a reboot.
Well,
the only reason it is a reboot is so that first hour can
it
exist.
Is. Well, and the problem is that it happened in the exact same way it did. I mean, I don't want to this, but like, so Patty, who is the black member of the team, is Winston, the one that was outside of the group and came in at like it's the like every character
she
is
given way
yeah,
more to do.
I mean,
though.
Every character has the exact same arc as the original four.
It's, I don't know that the original four had any arcs.
No, no, I mean like from where they were in the beginning to right when they formed the team.
Oh, sure.
They go through the exact same emotions as the original team. It's
except
the same
like
film.
In the original movie, they're already kind of formed. Oh, like, they're already friends.
Three,
they already know
three
one
of them
another.
Were,
already,
but
yeah.
In this film, two of them were, too. And then it implied that Aaron was part of that group originally, minus Kate
right.
McKinnon. But, I mean, it's the exact same structure for the first 45 minutes of the film.
Sure, I guess I was just annoyed at the constant, like, oh, it's coming together now. Well, no. See, here's where they get the technology, and here's how they met, and here's why this is working. Here's how they get the idea to be. It's like, we already know where it's going. Why are we doing this?
It's the same reason that we still have an origin story for Spider-Man in every fucking film.
We won't with the next one.
Because there'll be flashbacks, dude. You know, they're all
not true.
Because, and I'm okay with that it annoys me as a viewer and a reader that knows these things. But at the end of the day, this is going to be a Ghostbusters film for a kid that doesn't know who they are anyway. So they won't be annoyed by them rehashing everything.
No.
A kid who's walking into the new Spider-Man film for the first time, if we don't see Uncle Ben dying, that kid won't care about Spider-Man as much as we do. You have to have those because every version is someone's first version of it.
Sure.
So it's only annoying to me because I'm an old jaded guy that just knows all that shit already.
Wait a second. This might be somebody's first episode of Screamatic. Should we tell them how it all formed?
No.
See, way back in the day.
You don't do that with podcasts.
Last year, August.
I learned a lot. We don't do it with podcasts.
There were three original founders.
Now there are five.
And then now there are five. We subtracted two. We added three. And then eventually a fourth. And then I guess now we're here. Wow, that was quick. That was quick. We recapped it quickly. If only Ghostbusters could have done the same.
Are you trying to prove a point, Jinx?
I didn't think
were
I was.
Were you just stepping on my point just now?
No.
I just snarky about it?
I just wound up
Fuck
there
you.
Honestly. I got there honestly.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
David's asleep. Mm. Oh, there he is.
It's because it's past 11.
Yeah.
He needs.
We are recording pretty
Daddy
late
Daddy needs his milk.
It's late and it's very hot in this podcast room.
Yeah,
so
it's so the AC doesn't fuck with the mics.
So
tell him, Brian. Tell him about audio.
Sounds cause other sounds in microphones. You don't want those other sounds in them.
Okay, so
can you do the
unwanted
story
air that? Is not wanted in the mic, so you turn it off.
Hear that? That's what it'd be.
That would just be in the background the whole time.
We need a tiny fan. We need those little hand fans in here.
That'll make too much noise, Jinx.
Okay, fine.
Those are even closer to the
we'll
mic.
We'll just sweat.
Just deal with the steam heat.
But no, I overall, I really enjoyed the movie. I didn't expect to. The first hour, again, I thought was just kind of pointless. But the second half is so
that
much damn
20 minutes.
Fun. was so enjoyable.
That first
like,
hour,
on
not good.
Pure...
20 minutes of it, though. Fantastic.
No, you're telling... That movie was 2 hours long, was it not?
I have no idea.
It had to have
it
been.
It flew by.
For
me, it was really quick. So.
It felt like the halfway point. Actually, pretty much when David got up and walked out
that's
is when the movie
good.
Got better.
That's when I got good. I missed that
He's
part.
He's gone. Let's go. That's what the lady goes
I feel okay to laugh now.
Well, the thing about me, I think I figured out about myself is that I'm so easy to please with movies because I don't care about them as much. Like, I like comics and books, so I'm way more harsh on those than I am of a film. If this had been a comic, the exact same story in a comic, I'd shit on it.
Really?
I'd be pissed. I'm less wide-eyed and wonderment about comic books than I am movies. The movies are just, okay, I'll just watch this.
I'm wondering if that's a good thing or a bad thing, though, because, like, you did enjoy the movie, though.
Yeah, I enjoyed the hell out of it. So. I mean, as much as I have a lot of issues with it, if I think about them, I don't think this film needs or cares if you think about it, because that's not what it's about. It's watching four girls punch ghosts in the face for 2 hours. That's what it is. And it knows that. The only thing is it knows it a bit too much and wants to hammer it home a lot.
Yeah, and plus it never
wants
to.
It wants you to know that it
yeah,
knows that.
Yeah. It wants to be the cool kid.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, it's not like it's a Michael Bay movie where it is nothing but spectacle, but at the same time it's close enough, and I feel like it could have been a better movie. Like, they could
yeah.
have taken
oh,
that
yeah,
and they could
yeah.
have worked on the characters.
Well, yeah,
they could have looked at those original movies and built from those instead of rehashing them.
Yeah,
does that not frustrate you?
It does. It does. But at the same time, it's not
bad
a serious.
As what it is.
With a cast like that, with a director like that, mm-hmm.
the potential
with
was.
The writers, the
was,
potential was.
It was huge.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, but.
It would have been like Harold Ramis and those guys getting together and doing a shitty film.
Yeah.
When you say, like, Blues Brothers 2000, when you say...
That movie's awesome. Fuck you.
It's no Blues Brothers.
That movie is wonderful. I love it more than the first one. The movie's wonderful. The songs are better. Ed Morton's, I think, is his name. Come on. Calling of the Blood, Jinx.
We're never...
Get your head out of your ass.
Coming back from that one.
It's the old Grease 2.
But no, when you say with that filmmaker, I mean, he did Bridesmaids, which was really good. And then he did Spy. And
amazing.
Which are fun.
Spy is amazing.
I don't think I was prepared to expect like something incredible from it. And maybe it doesn't need to be that. I mean, I'm saying it could have been, but it didn't necessarily need to be. I mean,
I
at
think,
the end of the
well,
day, it aimed to be a fun, gorgeous-looking popcorn movie, and it did just that.
There's a way
I
mean, to do that
and I had
good,
fun.
Too.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was bad.
No.
I don't think it was bad. I think it was just...
It was more Goosebumps, not Jumanji.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's actually really fair.
Yeah, no, that's and, pretty
and,
much spot on.
It took me 5 hours to
he's
come
been
up with
that. I heard that 2 hours
He's been noodling
ago.
In notebooks this entire yeah. time, workshopping it.
Well, I think about Brian's
tweeting drafts.
As I understand, Brian, of that it's it doesn't, like I don't care about what it could be, but you care a lot about what it should be. And I understand that camp, and I think maybe if I just simply cared more about the franchise, I might be on your end, but I was...
I don't care about the franchise.
No?
No.
Well, I don't either.
Never mind. And maybe the thing is, maybe I'm just really, like for movies, I can't think of the last time I watched that I hated. I love when movies are really, really great, but I still like it even if they're bad.
When was the last time all of
it
you guys went to a movie that
no, but
was
it
kind
a
of
great movie either?
No.
When was the last time you went to a movie that was just purely fun, empty-headed fun, and you were okay with that?
Every time I go to the movies. Like, really, I mean, I can't think of a film.
The Shallows.
Yeah.
Okay. You had fun with it?
I had a lot of fun with The Shallows.
I still haven't seen The Shallows. I want to, though.
Are we counting Ghostbusters as one? Sure. That's my most recent one.
Sure. But I mean, my point being is that isn't it okay to just go to a fun movie and have fun?
Of course it's okay.
No.
Paul. He's back.
Standing up for our listener who's going, no.
I get your point. I heard one critic say like they wanted more from Sisters, like it's something guys would do. But
I thought Sisters
was great.
Yeah,
and
amazing.
I think women are allowed to have fun with comedy. It doesn't have to be like super meaningful, even though I think Sisters had great meaning to it.
I mean, and even Ghostbusters, it feels like, and it's not like this movie, I think, is completely empty. And what's crazy is that there feels like there's maybe the tiniest bit of, don't attack me before I get the thought out, tiniest bit of subtext in the movie that was probably created after the movie went into production and started getting attacked by all these fanboys. Yeah. Because not only do they comment in a couple of really funny moments about the sort of negative reaction they've gotten, but there also seems to be with Kristen Wiig's character this notion that she cares too much about how... I'm trying to think of how to articulate this.
How she's perceived.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And part of her arc in the movie, if you even call it an arc, and it isn't really that much, but there is just enough there to consider. Sure, there is enough to consider the notion that that is something that she needs to get over by the end of the movie, is how she is looked at and how she's perceived. And I got to imagine that's a direct response to how much hell that movie took while it was in production.
Well, I think that they knew it would take hell anyway. Because, I mean, when you remake or do a new version of anything that's as beloved as the original film, you're going to catch flack. Nobody likes a remake. That's kind of a spoken rule. It's not unspoken. It's a spoken rule that remakes are lazy and dumb and they're all shit. But that's the thing about this film is that if you go into it, if you're a person that watched the trailer and said, that's not for me, I don't want to watch it, watching the film is not going to change your mind at all. Mm. It won't. However, unfortunately, if you go thinking this is going to be a fantastic film, it will let you down a little. But I mean, I think that it's a film, and maybe it is because it's just so paper thin, that whatever your feelings are going into it, the movie's not going to change those feelings at all. Hmm. But I don't think it needs to, and it doesn't care if it does.
I'm kind of more excited to see the sequel over this movie, because a lot of this was just the team building.
It was a rehab.
We're going to talk about how this stuff works, which I don't care about.
I don't understand.
We're going to show you all these weapons that we have in several scenes. And, like, I don't need any of that. I'll watch the last 20 minutes where there's...
Beating up ghosts. Yeah. Punching them in the face.
And you know, the sequel, now that they are free of all of that, I mean, I think they have the opportunity. It's a shame because, again, with that...
It's going to be a remake anyway.
Yeah, that Marvel-style post-credit scene, it sets up a villain that we know from the
previous franchise.
I'm pissed
off about post-credit scene. Right. I want them all to go the fuck away.
But there is... But they do have
movies used to end when it's a cast.
They are free of that, and they've set up this world again that they could do something new.
Or they'll just do Star Trek 2, where it's... It's a different story, I promise. It's the same story.
Hopefully in the sequel, they'll keep the dance scene in the movie and not for the credits.
I felt lied to. I was like, they're going to dance.
I was ready.
I said, oh, they shot it, but it's for the... Fuck you. Really? It's only 5 minutes. Just tag on. Let me see that dance.
That was probably the best part of the movie.
I'm glad they cut it.
But it's funny because when I was watching it, I was with Jinx. I was like, don't show a fucking dance scene. Then when they didn't, I was like, why didn't you show me that dance scene? I flip-flop. I'll probably hate it tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
He's the most positive person on the podcast. Wait, he's in the comments section too, saying he hates it and the podcast. What the hell's going on here?
I'm a manic depressive drug addict. It happens. These things come with the shoes, Jinx.
I'm sad though.
I've chosen the pants I wear.
Okay, so you liked it.
Yes.
Seth, Hunter, you liked it. I liked it. Can we at least talk about our favorite characters for a second?
Kate McKinnon.
Yep.
What was her name? Holes?
Chris Holtzman. Hemsworth.
Holes Holtzman. Kevin. Kevin was great, too.
Kevin, the dim secretary, and...
Higgins, the principal.
Okay, you know...
Ed Begley Jr.
It is worth asking, and I'm not saying, like, I needed that to be the case, but, you know, something just occurred to me. Kevin,
my cat.
Kevin, the secretary, is astonishingly dumb, right? You compare him to Janine, the Annie Potts character from the original movies, and she was sharp and funny, and she was constantly taking the guys down a peg. And it made me realize that this new movie, I don't think there's one decent male character in the film. I don't think there's one
lady ghost.
Well, I mean, one good guy.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin's a good guy. He's just dumb. But I think that was the point. Because as opposed to having a pretty girl as secretary, which in a lot of older films, like probably like pretty girl secretaries are always dumb. So switch that, since it's obviously a feminist driven film. Mm-hmm. Make it the objectified dumb guy, because Aaron the whole time was like wanted to touch him and how hot he was. Like she was objectifying him. The same way that a guy would of a girl in the 80s.
Is it bad that I thought that was hilarious?
It's fucking
funny. I was
like,
funny. I get it, guys. I get it now. This is so funny. Yeah.
I liked it. That was hilarious. I love that he closes his eyes so he can hear sounds. He's just the dumbest guy.
That was one of the things in the movie where I was like, okay, this is more of a cartoon than a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is.
It is.
People will be stupid beyond the point of actual reason just
it
for
is,
a joke.
This movie is real Ghostbusters. The movie. That's what it is.
Right down to Kate McKinnon being Egon.
Yeah, they just
because she looks
they
exactly
didn't
like
want to promote it that way. But if they promoted it that way, it would have been. I think it would have been received a lot better the past year.
I love Kate McKinnon.
I do too.
And I love Holtzman. She's my favorite. I was tweeting right after we watched the movie that this is not my favorite Ghostbusters movie, but she's my favorite Ghostbuster.
It's because she licks her guns.
I mean, that doesn't hurt, but like I love.
Don't objectify
character.
Her.
No. I'm
we
just
live
saying.
In a world. We live in a podcast room where Kate McKinnon is better than a Bill Murray.
Yeah, right.
Brian, I can't get it. He can't even meet you a quarter of the way.
Won't even consider.
I'm sorry. The fuck did you just say? I'm sorry. She's better than Dan Aykroyd.
She's
better than Ray Stantz.
Arguable.
Yeah. Ray is the best Ghostbuster in the first film.
He's not. But
fuck you, he is too.
He's very funny in this movie.
He is very funny.
He says, "I ain't afraid of no ghosts."
It's a
see,
callback
David,
to the original.
It? It's clever because it's in the song.
Yeah,
I recognize that you were fucking with us just then.
Was that Norm MacDonald?
I got that. No, I thought Kate McKinnon was so funny.
It just refers
back to the other film.
She steals every scene she's in, and even most of the scenes that she's not. I swear to God, there's stuff happening in the foreground in the movie where people are talking. I probably missed pieces of the plot, or maybe people just going on and on about weird tech shit that I don't understand.
It was that.
But she was in the background in her own movie.
She was dancing for a while. That was awesome.
She's actually not in the movie. Like, she just walked on set. They couldn't get her to leave.
You're probably not wrong.
They're like, put a costume on her. We can work this.
We're going to do 3 Ghostbusters, but I guess we'll do 4.
But I swear, okay, new viewers, maybe this is a bad thing to tell new viewers, but just not that you're definitely probably going to do this anyway. You don't need me to tell you. But pay attention to Kate McKinnon and what she's doing in scenes where she's not really the focal point, because she is in the background doing the strangest shit and just being weird. She's like a cat.
She was
interested
every
in my cat.
Kate McKinnon character that she's
if
ever
watched
been in this film to me.
5 minutes of SNL, you've seen what Kate McKinnon's doing.
Disagree.
I think if you watch an SNL skit from the past 5 years, you've seen Ghostbusters.
Yes. Yes.
Because the humor's the same joke. Totally. But see, that's the thing. I recognize
oh
that.
Oh, my God. The original Ghostbusters movies are totally a product of that era of SNL,
So is this one.
I'll be dead.
Yeah. And I see that as being a bit of a problem because SNL kind of sucks now. But
it does.
I disagree.
It doesn't.
Except for Kate McKinnon because
but
her
I still
Hillary
love the film.
Is great.
Yeah.
I love her Hillary Clinton.
I don't want to know.
I was pleasantly surprised by Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
I thought she was prepared to find her annoying.
Yeah, no, she was great.
I thought she was the most spirited of the Ghostbusters.
That's
and grounded.
She seemed to have like the most character.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I thought everyone else was sleepwalking.
I understand
you're not liking her, but you thought McKinnon was sleepwalking?
That's what she does.
Yeah, that's her normal
mode. I feel like Leslie Jones does the exact same thing, too. Whether it's SNL or
a lot more calm in this movie.
I like Leslie Jones. Keep that in mind. But I felt like I was getting Leslie Jones' shtick, which I love.
And you didn't get Kate McKinnon's shtick?
No, yeah. I don't. Tell me which character from an SNL is Holtzman.
Every character on SNL that Kate McKinnon does.
I'm sorry, I can't draw any parallels between Holtzman and Hillary. Or anything that I've seen her do. Mind you, I don't watch SNL every week, but...
I do. I watch it every week.
Okay, fair enough. So it's your SNL expertise that has tanked the movie for you, I understand. But now, she even has the best... She has something that none of the other Ghostbusters do in the movie, which is her own action set piece. She has her own 5 minutes in the movie when she pulls her proton pistols.
She licks them.
Licks them and then proceeds to lay waste to all of these. None of the other characters have that. I mean, they're fighting together. Maybe they get an action.
It's because Kate McKinnon looks the coolest in the film.
Melissa McCarthy had that scene with the hand. She was punching people for a solid
and,
2 minutes.
And shooting them.
For a solid 2 minutes.
She's punch, she's shooting them.
I don't know. No, it felt like, honestly, at that, maybe it's just because I love the character, but there was a moment where it felt, not a moment, there was like 5 minutes
you
where
had
it
a
felt
moment,
like.
Jinx.
I did. Where the movie stopped and it was Kate McKinnon's entirely. Like, finally, the movie acknowledges, like, okay, we know you've been watching her in the background. Fine, here's her own action scene. And I love that.
The movie stopped and Kate McKinnon came out of the screen toward Jinx.
Light rained down from heaven. I could hear the Mormon Tabernacle Choir somewhere in the background.
You know she dates girls, right?
With.
Is that supposed to make her less attractive?
No, it just means you have no chance.
Fair enough.
Sorry.
I love the character.
I'm out to ruin dreams.
We're here to sexualize the Lady Ghostbusters.
As a gay man, I will always sexualize Kate McKinnon and Chris Hemsworth.
God, I think we got the message of this movie.
Lady Ghostbusters.
Lady Ghostbusters.
Okay. Now, overall, I really like the movie. Again, I think the first half is a little dodgy. I think the movie's never as funny as it probably could have been. It certainly could have been better than what it was. But what it is, I think, was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed watching it.
I think the most important thing to get across to anybody that's listening to us talk shit and everything is that to go watch it.
Yeah.
At least try it out. Because, I mean, you can hate on it all you want. And I know I said that it's not going to change your opinion. If you think that you hate it now and you go and watch it, you're probably not going to like it. But at least you'll have an informed opinion about it as opposed to just...
If you're an asshole.
If you're going to talk...
Give Lady Ghostbusters a chance.
If you want to talk that much shit about the movie, plunk down the money for a ticket price and actually know what you're talking about.
I don't regret spending the $20 on it.
I don't know. Fuck's sake. What kind of ticket did you buy?
I bought Brad's ticket, too.
Oh, fair enough.
It's this 3D life.
I think we've reached the point in the argument like we do in every other analysis of horror movies.
There's nothing to say about it. Which is the point that David goes to sleep?
This was the scariest movie I think we've seen. And now that we've seen one ghost movie,
we can see another.
That's all the time we have on Scream Addicts today. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Ghost Dad Busters.
We appreciate you listening. There is the shared universe. That's the spinoff.
It's actually
all of the female Ghostbusters go after Bill Cosby's Ghost Dads. I would watch that movie.
I'm thinking more of a true story about the cops that went after Bill Cosby. And you call it Ghost Dad Busters. But your idea might work better than mine.
What was the tagline?
What was the
answer the call?
Answer the call. Yeah.
Don't drink the drink.
Don't drink
the
Test before you ingest.
And we got real fucking dark again. Okay.
How many gremlins does Lady Ghostbusters get?
I give it 3 ghost emojis.
That's pretty good.
Out of what? Out of 5? Out of 10? I can never tell what the scale is here.
6.
I'm going to... Out of 6.
Out of 6.
50%.
No, I give it a 75.
75?
Yeah.
A solid C.
Yeah.
C's get degrees.
Exactly.
That's how I graduated.
I give it a watch it, enjoy it, don't expect to love it.
I give it a Seth Dixon thumbs up, which probably doesn't mean a whole lot after hearing me talk for the past hour about it. But yeah.
All right, gang. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to us rap about Ghostbusters for a bit. We'll be back next week.
With Ghost Dad.
Finally, with Brian's choice after we delayed it for 2 or 3 weeks.
Brian, what is your choice?
It will not be Ghost Dad.
I thought we were saying Lights Out next week.
We might preview Lights Out or, you know what? I'm going to throw it to the listeners. Listeners, why don't you go ahead and tell us what you would rather us watch and talk about?
Lights Out? Ghost Dad? Or Ghost Dad.
Lights Out, or Brian's choice, which was?
The Invitation.
The Invitation, the 2016 Karin Kasama film, which I've already seen and actually liked a great deal.
It is worth checking out, even if we don't want. Yeah, very likely. Very likely. So, yeah, let us know. If you know what? Give us some suggestions. We need to get through this round. Brian will eventually have his choice, and then who's after Brian at this point? Is it you?
Me, I think.
Yeah. Every Brian, woman Seth, in the world.
Brian, Seth, Hunter will get their choices, and then
and
at
just,
that
you're
point...
You're
back into the land.
You're like a lady
ghostbuster
now. So great.
But in the meantime...
You're a lady podcaster now. Yeah.
You can actually suggest movies for us to watch, so get at us either on the Scream Addicts page, yell at us on Twitter, we are
lady
at Scream Addicts. Addicts, and let us know which movie you would like us to watch, and maybe we'll postpone our choice for next week and watch what you tell us to. That's
especially
just an idea.
If it's Ghost Dad.
We are at Scream Addicts. I am at Jinx1981.
I still don't know my username.
There's a lot of underscores.
Brian underscore Prem.
At Zesty Ken.
At SethDixon00.
All right. Find some way to get a hold of us and let us know what you would like us to watch and review.
Send me some tasteful photos. Like on the street.
Yes. And if you don't, we will be back next week either with The Invitation or Lights Out. But until then, folks, thanks so much and goodbye.
Tell us about your thoughts on Ghostbusters. The ladies.